My body glides along the ground, leaving a serpentine trail of flattened grass that slowly springs back up in my wake. My tongue flits out again, tasting the scent in the air as I survey my surroundings. I am hidden against an ancient, crumbling wall of moss-covered stone bricks, one ruin among many on these picturesque grass-covered hills. This area is far from any of the nearest modern human settlements, and I've lived among these ruins in solitude for a very long time. And yet, for the last week, I've had visitors. Though they remain unaware of my presence, humans, archaeologists, from the look of things. They've brought digging and sifting tools and have set up a camp in the center of the ruins with a hearty stockpile of supplies. They plan to be here for a good while, it appears. I know not what they hope to find here, but it's not the dig that interests me. It's the humans themselves. One in particular has caught my eye. A handsome young male, face full of determination, as he works his way up the hill. Watching his lithe, athletic form move about, seeing the muscles in his neck and back tense and release as he moves. It awakens my instincts. Two hungers that have gone far too long without sating. The male strays too far from the others. Perhaps he's determined to find something great on his own. And I will ensure that he does, for he is wandering right into the direction of my lair. I only need to endure a little longer. In but a moment, he will be inside the cave I call home, and will be out of earshot of the other humans. He pauses for a moment at the mouth of the cave, and I watch from behind as he peers inside. He hesitates, perhaps debating if he should get a source of light before heading in, but decides that there's enough sunlight for just a quick peek around the entrance. Oh, that's perfect. I waste no time in slithering out from my hiding spot, moving up the grassy hill without a sound, and just as I reach the mouth of the cave, I hear him sigh in disappointment as he turns around, preparing to leave. I can't resist grinning as I see his eyes blink in confusion and then go wide in terror. I dart towards him as his mouth drops open, preparing to call for help, but I coil around him in the blink of an eye, tightly wrapping him in my embrace and pressing his face into the scales of my body. He screams and shouts something, but his voice is muffled by my body. Leaning down, I begin to gently pet his head, soothing him with my voice. Shh, 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 there, 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 it's okay. You don't need to scream. I won't hurt you. He struggles for a few moments, still lost in his panic, before my words reach him. His struggling stops, and I repeat myself. Yes, I won't hurt you. If I let you go, will you promise not to shout, human? I relax the pressure of my coils enough to let him tilt his head up just enough so that his eyes meet mine. His eyes still shine with terror, but my warm smile shining down at him, it's enough to convince him to wordlessly nod his head. I pat him on the head, and true to my word, slowly release my coils. He stumbles backward, free from my embrace, and falls onto his rear, scrambling backwards until he reaches the wall of the cave. There, he simply stares at me with a blank look on his face. Hello, human. My apologies for binding you like that, but I simply couldn't have you running off screaming. Humans tend to react rather, violently when they encounter one of my species. I'm sure you can understand that I'd much rather prefer to keep our meeting confidential. He nods, following my movements as I straighten up and flick my hair to the side. I notice that his expression has begun to shift from one of fear to one of confusion and arousal. It seems he's finally noticed that I am entirely naked. His eyes have risen to take in the large, generous orbs of my chest, rising and falling steadily with my breath. His cheeks flush, and he stammers an apology, averting his gaze. Oh my, there's no need to be modest. My kind has little need for clothing. You can feel free to admire me again if you wish. In fact, I think I'd rather like you to. I slither closer to him, lowering my body so that my breasts hang down right in front of his face. His jaw drops. His eyes go wide as he gazes at me. You see, handsome, my kind only has females. And I've been living here for such a long time, all by myself. So when I saw you climbing around outside my home with that gorgeous, rugged body of yours, well, it made me realize how badly I've been craving some companionship. His eyes are still transfixed on my chest, but he manages to break free from their spellbinding allure to glance at my eyes. His gaze is still so adorably confused, but he's hopeful now. Oh, I am quite serious, my handsome man. Shall I prove it to you? Slowly reaching my hands towards him so as not to alarm him, I take his hands in my own and gently guide them toward my breasts. He lets out a surprised gasp of delight as I press his hands into my flesh, smiling and encouraging him to play with them. You have such soft, delicate hands. I've always admired that about you humans. Oh, and you have such a skilled touch. Your fingers are heavenly, darling. You understand now? Yes? You believe that I am quite serious now, do you not? Yes, well, then, how about we make a deal, handsome? If you promise not to tell any of the others about me, then I promise to lavish you in the most exquisite, sensual pleasure beyond your wildest dreams. How does that sound? Pretty good deal, isn't it? You accept? My, how gracious of you. Thank you for accepting so quickly. That's really very flattering. Well, I don't want to waste any time in showing you my appreciation, but we should get your clothes off. Go ahead and stand against the wall, handsome. He eagerly sprouts to his feet, a grin taking shape on his mouth. Oh, such incredible vigor to mate with me. Seducing him was almost too easy. Smiling at him in a way that doesn't reveal my true intentions, I begin to rub my hands over him, groping him through his clothing. He gasps a little as I pinch the tent springing from his pants, laughing and beginning to return the favor, bringing his hands back to my breasts and massaging them, pinching my nipples as I strip him of his clothing. Removing his shirt and revealing his muscled chest is a feast for the eyes. I lick my lips in anticipation, leaning in to kiss his neck, planting a line of kisses down his body as I trail downwards, gliding my hands down along his hips and reaching my thumbs around his waistband. My excitement is building faster than I could have expected. On another day, I could have extended the foreplay as long as I wished, but my own need begins to overtake me. Looking up into his eager, excited eyes, I smile sweetly at him and tug down his pants, stripping him completely. Oh my. magnificent organ. All males possess cocks as large as yours. Cheap, predictable flattery, but it works nonetheless. His ego is stroked by my words, and he grins and laughs nervously, rubbing the back of his head. I make a show out of my wonder, gasping and cooing as I glance around the underside of his manhood. This is an act, but I do truly admire a man's cock. They have such an appealing symmetry. I love the way it grows, sticking out at me, engorged with warm blood and beginning to twitch. Yes, this is a magnificent erection. Although it is far from reaching its full potential. Now look at me, handsome. See my tongue? It's long and forked, just like a snake's. What do you think I can do with this, I wonder? Let's find out. Without waiting for a response, I dart my tongue towards him, flicking it against the tip of his cock. Just that little touch is enough to make him gasp and shiver, his body reacting to mine as he straightens up and presses himself against the wall. I am eager to begin tasting him, but even now I maintain enough composure to properly service him after all. The finale is so much more fun when there's been a proper build-up. Flicking his tip with my tongue, I admire the way his cock grows larger and harder as it responds to my stimulation. A bead of pre-cum forms the slit of his cock, and my tongue slides over it, lapping it up and savoring the taste. I can already tell that you are going to be delicious. I want to give you pleasure, human. I want to hear you moan. I want to feel you gasp. I want to taste you as you shudder and spurt into my mouth. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to take your cum? As I smile at him, my tail reaches up towards him and silently begins to coil around his neck, giving him the gentlest of squeezes. He lets out a yelp, but I offer a reassuring smile. Don't be afraid, handsome. It's all just part of the pleasure I want to offer you. Now, give me your orgasm. My tongue darts forward, wrapping around his cock again and again, completely covering it and beginning to slither around him, constricting his manhood like a miniature snake enveloping its prey. I begin to squeeze, adding the suction of my mouth as I overwhelm him, determined to milk him dry. I feel his orgasm approach on an almost supernatural level. I feel his balls tighten, feel his muscles contract, preparing to surrender his seed to me. Time stops for a split second. The jolt just before the dam breaks. I look up into his eyes and squeeze my tongue around his cock, using my tail to squeeze his throat at the same time. The brief deprivation of oxygen is the trigger he needs. The brief flash of panic and pain, sending his body tumbling over the edge. He convulses as he reaches his orgasm, hands flying to my head and digging into my hair as jets of hot cum spurt out of his cock and onto my waiting tongue. I suck again with every pulse of his cock, drawing out his orgasm and heightening his pleasure for as long as I can. Maintaining eye contact, I moan into his cock as I lap up every offered spurt, devouring his cum and savoring the delicious salty taste. Finally, his spurts grow weaker before eventually stopping, and panting for breath, his arms go slack and fall back to his sides. Delicious. Thank you for that appetizer, handsome. I was right. You are tasty. The taste of a man's cum has incited my instincts even further. I've played the game long enough. It's time to move on while I still have control over myself. He mutters something in gratitude to me as I clean off the last drops of cum from his cock groaning and still faintly twitching. Smiling, I rise up, untangling myself from his body and reorienting myself. This time, I wrap my arms around his shoulders and pull him towards me, coiling my entire body around him. He wriggles around in my grasp, but trusts me enough to cease his struggling shortly thereafter. His eyes question my intent, but I smile at him and let my actions answer. Making a small coil, I use the tip of my tail and begin to masturbate his sensitive organ. He cries out, jerking in my embrace and pleading with me to stop, but I ignore his words and continue to stroke him. It's his first time feeling my scales. My body is smooth and delightful to the touch, nothing like the rough scales of a snake. And the pleasure of my body is amplified a hundredfold by his recent orgasm, his poor cock still ever so sensitive. Up and down I jerk him, adding the intermittent squeezes and preventing his cock from softening. He cries out again, pleading with me to let him rest. Oh, you want me to stop? But why should I? I gave you incredible pleasure, didn't I? Now you need to repay me, don't you? He tries to say something, but I don't give him the chance. I wrap myself around him again, tightening my coil and beginning to squeeze his entire body as my tail continues to stroke him. Every time he tries to speak, I tighten just a little bit more, and he learns soon enough. I smile at him, my feigned innocence now a bit less genuine as I torment him with pleasure. It's not long before I can feel another orgasm approaching. Once more, his muscles contract, preparing to serve and obey me. He gasps, sucking in a raspy breath as he nears the precipice. Hot cum builds within him, boiling and ready to erupt, and then he screams in frustration as I tighten my tail's grip, squeezing him hard and denying his orgasm. Groaning and thrashing, he uses what little mobility he has to grind his hips against my body, desperate for more stimulation. Oh, no, no, you're going to have to earn the right to come again, handsome. It's my turn now, didn't I say? I squeeze my body around him, holding him still to cease his thrashing, and my head reaches toward his neck. Like a flash of lightning, my fangs extend and I press them into his neck, adding an ounce of pain to his building pleasure as I inject my venom into him. He continues to attempt to thrash, but my grip is far too tight, denying him a struggle. Finally, he moans as he feels my venom begin to flood into him, spreading through his body and lighting his veins with a delightful warmth. Satisfied, I withdraw from his neck, my bite wound leaving only a few oozing drops of blood. I wrap my hands around his head, pulling his lips towards mine and kissing him deeply. He moans into my mouth and our tongues begin to wrestle. I maintain the kiss for a while longer, letting him lap up a few stray drops of my venom before pulling away. Smiling, I gaze down at his nethers to see that my venom is already beginning to have an effect. His cock is straining, growing even harder as my venom spreads. My enzymes are seizing control of his body, relaxing his muscles and driving his sexual organs into overdrive. Oh, he moans pitifully, tongue lolling out of his mouth and eyes begging me for relief. I smile and withdraw my tail from his cock, ceasing all stimulation as the venom continues to build pressure in his loins. Are you ready to earn your release, lover? He whines and nods, begging to pleasure me. With a smile, I tighten my coils and adjust our position, manipulating his paralyzed body like a puppet. My tail slides to his feet, and I now hold him upside down, keeping his body securely wrapped in my coils and pressed against me. Using two fingers, I spread open some of my scales to reveal my sopping entrance, eager to finally receive his attention. I used my tongue on you. I hope you're willing to do the same for me. Oh, he dives in without a word, dipping his tongue into my pussy and beginning to lick. Oh, yes. Oh, God, you have no idea how badly I've needed this. He's good, but I figure that he could use a little incentive. Slowly, almost imperceptibly, I began tightening my coils again. He gasps when he realizes that he's struggling to find room to expand his chest, realizing that it's getting harder to breathe. He looks at me, eyes ablaze with his need, and I smile, lovingly brushing a finger against his cheek. Keep licking me, human. If you want air, well, I suppose you'll need to have earned that, too. His eyes tell me everything I need to know, and as he resumes eating me out, I lean back and cup my own breasts, moaning in delight at his submission. I continue to constrict him, slowly raising that pressure all over his body. That's it, lover. Keep going. Close. He moans into me, beginning to thrash in my embrace as he runs out of air. I keep him bound, delighting in his desperate licking as I near my own climax. Oh, gods, I needed that. You did so well, human. You were such a good boy for me. Oh, yes, I suppose you've earned your air after such a fine performance. There you go. Just enough room to breathe again. Take a deep breath. Feel that air fill your lungs again. See, wasn't that fun? He might have tried to wriggle again, but I know the potency of my own venom. It's had time to fester now, and his body has been relaxed to the point of paralysis. And his swollen member sticks straight up, incredibly hard and pulsing with his rapid heartbeat. I could take him now, but it feels a bit early. My lust is not yet completely sated. I smile at him again, moving my tail and slipping the tip into his mouth, ordering him to suck it and to lick it. The tip of Valamia's tail is very sensitive. You see? Gazing down at his face, I can't help but bite my lip in delight as I observe his expression. Oh, yes. Now this is what I live for. The man's poor, pitiful gaze as he obediently licks my tail. I can feel his cock pressing against my scales. It's unbelievably hard now, sticking straight up in what is surely the most vigorous erection of his life. I use a hand to grope his testicles, rolling them around in my hand and delighting at how swollen his sack is, deliciously full of more semen for me to milk. I think you've earned your reward, human. Are you ready? Do you think you're prepared for the tight constriction of my pussy? Let's find out. Try not to come instantly. Lining up his stiff cock with my entrance, I remove my tail from his mouth and use it to pull him into me, manipulating him as if I were pulling puppet strings. Moan out in bliss at his throbbing cock as it slowly enters me, filling me perfectly. Oh, fuck, yes. How is it, human? How is that pussy? How does my womanhood feel, squeezing around you, milking you? He cries out so loudly that I slip my tail back into his mouth to silence him. We're far enough away from the camp that it shouldn't be an issue, but I can't risk being interrupted at this point. He tries to buck his hips into me, but his muscles no longer obey his commands. He lies there motionless as I rock back and forth on top of him, grinding my hips on his as I fuck him. I feel the pressure in him building, his venom-induced need ready to explode, but I deny his orgasm yet again as I tightly squeeze his cock. Even so, I feel another orgasm of my own creeping forward. It's time to finally give this performance the grand finale it deserves. I begin gently pressing the tip of my tail against his rear, slipping it into that dirty, tight little entrance into his ass, using his own saliva as lubricant. He groans again and again as I wriggle it inside of him, but I refrain from pressing his button just yet. Are you ready, human? It's finally time. Finally time to release all of that pressure. Come for me. Come for me. Do it. Come inside of me. Now. Yes. Oh, yes. Good boy. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Finally. So, so good. You are such a good boy for me. Such an obedient human. Thank you, lover. Did you enjoy yourself? Can't speak. That's all right. You did such a good job pumping all of your cum into me. There might even be enough cum to make a baby. Ah, a Lamia baby, formed from your delicious human seed. Wouldn't that be just perfect? It's quite hard to impregnate a Lamia, you know. You should be honored to be the father of one. Well, not that you'll be around to find out if I'm pregnant, of course, but all the same. Well, let me share another secret with you. I'm going to eat you. Oh, don't give me that look. You knew this was coming. Did you honestly think that you ever had a chance of escaping me? The only reason I let you go at the start is because I wanted you to crave me. I could simply have forced you right there on the spot, but I find sex to be so much more enjoyable between two willing partners, don't you? Now then, we made an awful lot of noise back there. I think it's time you get you safely tucked away in my belly before anyone comes looking for you. Oh, don't give me that terrified expression. It won't hurt. I'm a snake, remember? I'm going to swallow you whole, handsome. Oh, God, I can't wait. I haven't had a human in such a long time, and... Oh, you look so delicious. Well, let's not waste any more time, shall we? Go ahead and blink once if you'd like to be swallowed feet first, and twice if you want to go head first. No blanks. You want me to choose, then? You're sure? This is the last time you'll ever have any agency in your life, you know. Well, all right, then. If you won't decide, I'll take you head first. And you know, since you were such a good boy for me, well, I'll see if I can't give you one last orgasm on the way down. Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed our time together, handsome. Now come here. I'm going to unhinge my jaw and say ah. As my prey slips halfway inside of me, the muscles of my throat start undulating, pulling him down further and towards my stomach. Using my coils to move his lower half, I keep pushing him inside me. And as his hips near my mouth, I extend my tongue towards his still hard cock. Intent on making good on my promise. My tongue wraps around his overstimulated cock, reaching as far as it possibly can, squeezing and constricting his poor, overworked balls at the same time. I'm so hungry, but the least I can do is thank him for becoming my dinner. Finally, my endeavor pays off. As his body tenses one last time, shuddering and quivering, I can hear the echoes of his moans from somewhere within my throat. And he, I can tell, is in absolute bliss as his cock spurts the remainder of his cum directly onto my tongue. It's not much, but it's the perfect chaser for such a tasty main course. Lapping up the last few drops of my dessert, I finally slip my jaws over his feet and swallow him down. The muscles of my insides will take over from here, continuing to push and pull him into my stomach. I can feel him inside of me, still wriggling and moving around, and it feels incredible to have him moving inside me. Every twitch makes me feel so alive. I'll just wait for him to settle into my stomach before retreating into a quiet, dark place. I feel something poking me. Is that him rubbing his cock against me from the inside? Oh, my, what an energetic partner. Perhaps he's determined to find yet another release inside of my stomach. Eventually, the immense pressure of my stomach finally grows to be too much as my prey runs out of space to expand his lungs and he finally runs out of air, slipping away with one last raspy breath, tinged with delirious, desperate ecstasy. Slowly digesting such a handsome meal should last me at least a month, if not longer. Although, I do have one regret. I should have asked how long the dig was going to last. Perhaps I'll be able to indulge once or twice more before they finally leave. Oh.